Turning to sports now on KNKX, watching a Major League Baseball game has become more like going to a music concert. The use of opening pitchers is becoming more common. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked about the trend. Art, we've seen these pitching openers coming on before the headliners, if you will.
Yeah, baseball's ever-increasing use of analytics has given them some data points about how starting pitchers tend to get worse as the game progresses because batters learn about their pitching tendencies, their deliveries, their choice of pitch and location in the never-ending effort to throw a batter off balance because everything about hitting is about timing, and the pitcher is trying to throw off the batter's timing. So if they are able to mess with the batter by putting a reliever in for the first inning and then start with the guy that was scheduled to do 5, 6, 7, 8 innings or maybe even a complete game, it's going to be more disruptive to the offense.
Well, is this a new concept?
Well, it's not exactly new. There's evidence going back to the 1920s of occasionally having relievers start ahead of the scheduled starter, but that's typically an injury situation or perhaps a particular circumstance with the whole rotation. There are times throughout the 60s, 70s, and 80s where some of this has happened. But last year, the Tampa Bay Rays did it like it was never seen before. Tampa had 60 starts in which the opener preceded the headliner, and they had more success than they didn't. And so that has caused other teams to try to see how this works. And there's still a small sample size, so no one is concluding anything yet, but you don't know unless you try.
This seems to be the latest installment in the battle of analytics.
Exactly. Yeah, the analytics have dictated many changes in baseball over the last 5 or 6 years. For example, the defensive shift where defenders line up on one side where the batter is typically forecasted based on his history to hit the ball. And it's worked so well that scoring is at an all-time low in baseball. And so the counterpunch to that by hitters is they try to hit over the shift. Baseball is now teaching hitters to use an uppercut in which it sends the ball over the defense, either against the wall or over it. And as a result, home runs are at an all-time high in baseball. But so are strikeouts, because it's harder to make quality contact with an uppercut swing. This is kind of an all-or-nothing thing, and a lot of baseball traditionalists are decrying the development because it's really turning the game into hit a three-run homer or nothing happens. And a lot of fans don't like that. So I think it's a work in progress, and I don't know that there's any real solution right now, but the Mariners have jumped into it.
Well, how is using the opening pitcher working for the Mariners?
Well, the problem is that they don't have a very good bullpen, and they haven't had a very good starting rotation this year. That's one of the reasons they're one of the worst teams in baseball. So moving bullpen pitchers up to the front is justified, you know, because they're not that good. But the starting pitchers don't like it. And I think it's a worthy experiment because right now the Mariners are not in a competitive season. And you might as well see how this works because they've stepped back and they're going to try experiments with this. And I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of fans out there to care one way or another. And if it works, it's great. If it doesn't, well, 2020 is around the corner.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.